Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Jim Galante here with me again for the second time this week. We are talking some Penn State football, doing a little bit more forward thinking this time around. We're coming to you, as always, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed Blue and White. Drink Blue and Light. This is one of my favorite segments that we're going to start with. It's the red, yellow, green light of Penn State's 2019 freshman class. James Franklin assigns these designations to guys before the season begins. Green being a go to play right away. Yellow being in a little bit of a holding pattern where maybe something needs to happen to give them break, or they need to prove this or prove that, or an injury, what have you. Red is a definitive red shirt plan. It would take some pretty extraordinary circumstances to graduate all the way from red to green. And there's a good number of players who are in that group. A lot of them by nature, offensive line, quarterbacks, for example. There's just not much of a shot there. So we're going to work our way down through all the freshmen. I think the sequence we're going to do it in is Jim's pick: green, then yellow, then red. We're going to spend half the show on that. We'll also preview the linebacker position, which I think there might not be a more exciting position group on the roster in 2019. That's part of our season preview package. And then we're going to do a little Ask Dustin. Greg Pickle's not here, so you're stuck with me instead.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dustin. First of all, making for great radio as you're saying things, I'm nodding my head here in agreement, which...
It was such a profound nod, though.
It was.
It should have come through the microphone.
It was that profound. And the reason for it was... I'm agreeing with you. I love this segment. I love when we talk about the freshmen. They're the shiny new toy. And I think there are some great freshmen here to talk about.
And this is just an examination, you know, from a fan slash analyst point of view of all the possibilities.
Exactly.
You know, you're laying out all the possibilities and you haven't seen these guys and you're excited and all that. I love this part of it.
And it also gives us the chance to express players that we have a bit of a man crush on, where we probably have a little more positive spin than everybody else. But the first player I want to bring up, though, Dustin, is someone who I think no doubt has the green light. It's already been stated he will play, and that's running back Noah Kane. He came in early. We saw him in the blue-white game. He's going to play.
He's going to play. That was said by Jaywon Sider, I think, before the blue-white game. And then he certainly looked like he can more than hold his own in the blue-white game. All that take it with a grain of salt stuff is implied there. But physically, he's there at 206 pounds. I believe he's 5'11". Approach-wise, he's there. He runs with a little different style and a little bit more power than anybody else in that running back's room. So his complementary skills are there. I know, you know, if you listen to Ross Tucker at any point, I think he's got questions about his long-term upside. And that's not what Noah Kane, his green light category, is all about right now. I think is the fact that he's a pretty mature runner. He is physically where he needs to be right now. He arrived in January, so he should be up to speed on the playbook and what his responsibilities are. He should have been working on in the weight room, working on those blocking skills, which can often make or break a freshman. But when it comes to just running the football, doing that core mission of your job, you don't have to be a fourth year junior or fifth year senior to understand that. You take the ball, you follow where the blocks are going to be, you run with instincts, and he's got all that stuff. So definite green light. I'm open to the idea that he doesn't have the highest upside of the freshman backs, though.
You always feel like he will be that complimentary back for the next several years. And I wasn't going to go this route, but I'm going to stay with the running backs.
Yeah, I think
okay?
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to throw out Devin Ford. And there may be a lot of people who disagree with that, but I'm giving him the green light, even if James Franklin isn't. And there's a couple different reasons. Some of them you alluded to. Number one is, as a running back, you could get on the field early.
Yeah.
His high school tape, you watch him, phenomenal. He was on the air with us. We interviewed him. We love the kid. that has to count for something, Dustin.
I mean, it doesn't have to. It does for us.
But it does for us.
It doesn't have to, yeah.
He was as impressive as anything. He just seems like such a mature kid that he gets it. He'll do the work that he needs to. And the other thing, which I alluded to this on our Monday show, do you think there's a chance that Journey Brown, maybe being in the doghouse a little bit through the summer, that might open the door a little more for Devin Ford to play?
It's a conflicting message with Journey Brown because he's going through this summer suspension, will be reinstated timely enough, just in time for summer practice. That's not an issue. I think when it comes to Devin Ford, I don't think anybody's going to open a door for him. He's going to have to cram his way through, and he's capable of doing that. I don't know at whose expense that comes. I can't imagine a scenario where both Kane and Ford both burn the redshirts. It's possible. I would also say that Ford's approach and his ability in space and his ability as a receiver might set him apart. Like, I think he's better than the other backs on the roster. Just pure raw skill, that kind of talent. You know, if I'm throwing a swing pass to somebody, I would like that somebody to be Devin Ford above the other guys. What that means in the grand scheme of things, like, he's going to – him arriving, I believe, in what, late May – he's got some making up to do. We've seen guys do it. Yitor Gross-Matos did it. Jahan Dotson last year did it. It's possible, especially at the running back position, but it's going to be a pretty heated competition. He's really going to have to stand out and make it a no doubt about it. He deserves to be on the field. He's got to take that as opposed to somebody giving it to him.
And this is where that four-game allowance comes into play, and you could spin it either way.
He could be a stud in four games.
Yeah, those four games could give him the opening to get out there on the field, show what he could do, and burst through that door. What it could also be is, well, we want to see what he could do. We'll just designate four games that he's going to play and maintain his red shirt. But I'm betting on him showing that skill level.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to 2019 with the freshman, the red light, yellow light, green light segment. We've only gotten through a couple greens so far, so we've got a little ways to go. I wanted to let you know, while we're on the subject of the 2019 season, gopsurv.com. They've extended their buy one, get one free offer that we talked so much about in June. It runs now through the end of July, so there's still a little bit of time. The first 2 weeks of the season is when it applies, as Idaho and Buffalo both start kickoff times that are a little on the late side. You buy one RV for one of those games, you get a second one for free for the same weekend. Double everything, the family, the friends, the fun. Check it all out at gopsurv.com, or you can call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 if you're interested in the ultimate tailgating experience at the best price you'll ever get.
You know, Dustin, whenever I talk about it, I quote you talking about GoPSURV. It's a weekend of tailgating interrupted by a game, a football game.
Honestly, that's what it's all about.
And, you know, if you're not here, I wouldn't credit you with that. But anyway, let's go back to our green lights. Here's another one. I'm going to go to the other side. How about Keaton Ellis at cornerback? When you're called the best cornerback he saw on tape, who was
Terry Smith said that.
That's a guy, and his senior tape was fantastic. He was a hidden gem. Penn State got to him early. I think he's going to play.
He's an outstanding athlete. He's got good ball skills. He seems to be mature and competitive and all those things. He arrived in January. Every ingredient you could possibly want. The cornerback position is one, you know, I don't know if Penn State's played true freshman more at any other position besides the cornerback position. A lot of success in James Franklin's belief that the further away from the ball you are, the more able you are to play right away. All the ingredients are here. Keaton Ellis is definitely going to play. The only question to me is whether he's the number three corner or the number four corner. Donovan Johnson would seem to be have that edge for the number three corner job. And if you recall, the number three corner is really more or less a starter in this Penn State defense. So that would be a big deal. I think he starts the year at number four and might have a chance to work his way up, whether that's through injury or through, you know, just being rewarded for what he's doing on the field. I think he's got a really bright future and a bright present as well.
And you mentioned Penn State's defense playing a third cornerback. That's also just the state of the game.
It is,
of college football.
Yep.
So I have one more green light here, and it's also on the defense, and it's linebacker Brandon Smith, who – we're all excited about the linebacker position overall. Great players, but to use James Franklin's terminology, this kid's not great. He's elite, right?
Yeah.
Can you keep an elite talent down? You probably don't expect him to stick around for 4 years anyway.
Right.
So what harm is there in playing him his first year?
I think the worst case scenario when it comes to playing time is we'll call it the Jesse Luketta plan, where he's a special teamer, primarily special teamer. When you look at this kid at 6'5", 240, with what I think his dad said was like 4% body fat or something like that, you know the way that he can play. He's a five-star player, arrived in January. I understand that there's a lot of competition at that linebacker position. He might not win that out right away. They showed last year with Micah Parsons and Luketta, two guys who burnt their redshirt as true freshmen. If you're special, if you got instincts for the job, if you can contribute in a big way on special teams, you're going to burn your redshirt. There could be one camp that says there's just too many good linebackers to really waste, quote unquote, a year from Brandon Smith. But he's such a special athlete and a special kid. You're not going to be able to keep him off the field. I've my thought process on him has evolved a little bit from putting him right in that yellow camp, because Penn State is pretty loaded at linebacker, doesn't need to use him. But at the same time, if you want to maximize your chances of winning games, Brandon Smith is part of that conversation.
And I think if you also want to maximize your return on this investment, you play him, because you redshirt him thinking, oh, he'll be a fifth-year guy at some point.
He's not going to
be a fifth-year guy.
Yeah.
I think the absolute, I say worst-case scenario, is he stays 4 years. Well, then you play him as a freshman. Get all 4 years out of him. But I think if we're betting men here, we were talking over-under earlier, you know, I set the over-under for him at 3 years.
Yeah. And it's hard to go over that. Here's what I would say. You know, Cam Brown out in Chicago is getting a lot of credit for what he's been able to do over the course of 4 years. Long linebacker. He needed to get his body into place. It took him 4 years to do that. Brandon Smith is already, right now, as a true freshman, just in terms of his body, his strength, his speed, all the physical stuff, what took Cam Brown 4 years to do, he pretty much arrived on campus being right there. So he is physically what you want in a linebacker. And I think, you know, he's ready to play. It would be a mistake to keep him off the field.
I'll tell you, talking about these players like this, this is what gets me excited for the fall. Can't wait for college football to start when you talk about players like that. All right, we're not done talking about the freshman, Dusty. Next, we're going to hit the yellow lights.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.